Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The House on Hawthorne Road, written by Megan Wynne and read by Aoife McMahon. Chapter 1. Beth stood on the doorstep of her new home, dolefully sniffing the salty air. She didn't want to be in Dublin. She wanted to be at home in London with her best friend, Aisha. But since her grandmother died, the whole family had moved from England across a grey, windy sea to Ireland. It had all come as such a shock. One day her gran was ill in hospital, and the next she was dead. Nobody warned Beth it was going to happen, but afterwards they talked as if they had expected it all along. "Oh, she was very sick," they murmured, "only a matter of time."
"Why didn't anyone tell me?"
Beth wanted to yell. But she didn't, because Beth seldom yelled. In fact, Beth didn't say very much at all. And since her grandmother died, she said even less. "Oh, don't mind her. She's like that with everyone," her mother said to complete strangers, while Beth stood to one side, wondering what she was supposed to do. Babble away about anything at all? It seemed so. Everyone admired her older sister Jess, who chatted about the weather and traffic as if she were 45 and not 15.
"Our neighbours are rich," Jess remarked, gazing at a gleaming Mercedes parked in the house opposite.
"We've done well to get it,"
Bill Boffin said, jangling the house keys.
"You mean you've done well, darling."
Sylvie Boffin kissed him slowly on the mouth. Beth glanced up the street to make sure no one was looking. She could put up with this type of behaviour at home. However, when her mother went misty-eyed and drooled, "You're the most handsome man in the whole world," by the frozen peas in the local supermarket, Beth wanted to curl up and die. Sylvie Boffin wasn't like other mothers. An actress in London's West End, 59 minutes out of every hour, she had her head stuck in a script for a play. The rest of the time, she spent shouting down the phone to her agent in London, telling him he was absolutely useless when a younger actress snaffled a role she'd had her eye on. Bill Boffin didn't roll his eyes when his wife still languished in her pyjamas at midday, put no food on the table in the evening, and left the washing basket piled so high it toppled over. He lived happily on sandwiches and bananas, and as he worked as a vet and most of his clothes were splattered in fresh pig dung and cow slop daily, he saw little point in washing them.